Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. President Nazarbayev, Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the people of Afghanistan, may I extend my cordial gratitude to President Nursultan Nazarbayev and the brotherly people of Kazakhstan for the very warm hospitality extended to us all. I also like to express my gratitude to the chairmanship for assigning Afghanistan a high priority on the OSCE's agenda for the past 1 year. Mr. Chairman, Afghanistan appreciates the increasingly close relationship with the OSCE since being granted the status of partner state in the year 2003. The 2007 Madrid Ministerial Council decision on OSCE engagement with Afghanistan marked a milestone in the extension of our cooperation. Officials from concerned ministries of Afghanistan have benefited from a number of valuable programs. Another good example has been the OSCE contribution in sending observers to Afghanistan's elections, fighting against organized crime, and helping build the capacity of our border security forces. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, after 3 decades of war and destruction, Afghanistan has entered a new phase of its political, social, and economic life, where most of the OSCE member states are supporting us in our efforts for reconstruction, capacity building, and counter-terrorism. Afghanistan has achieved considerable progress in developing a vibrant economy, strengthening state institutions, and rebuilding infrastructure, empowering the institutions of public service, particularly health, education, and the promotion of rule of law. We believe all these achievements give us the strength and determination to prepare Afghanistan to gradually take over the responsibility for providing security within the next 4 years. During the deliberation of the NATO summit in Lisbon last month, we agreed with NATO and ISAF member states that the process of transition to Afghanistan should be completed by the end of 2014. The agreement with the international community to hand over responsibility to Afghan forces does not mean an end to our continued cooperation with NATO. We will continue to need support from NATO and the regional countries against the common threats we all face. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, international terrorism is a major threat to Afghanistan, our region, and the world. Afghanistan is the first and foremost victim of this menace. While the Afghan people are keen participants of the campaign against terrorism, they are suffering the consequences of 30 years of war and instability. It is the utmost wish of the Afghan people to see peace and stability in Afghanistan. To that end, the Afghan Consultative Peace Jirga in July of 2010 recommended that a High Council for Peace be created, and which will pursue peace. I hope that the international community and our neighbors will support Afghanistan's efforts for bringing peace to our country. Mr. Chairman, 3 decades of war and instability resulting in the destruction of our state institutions and economy have contributed to the growth in the production and trafficking of narcotics. We've made considerable progress over the past 9 years in reducing poppy cultivation. While hundreds of traffickers and smugglers have been apprehended and are serving prison terms, hundreds of our security forces and civilians have lost their lives in this cause. A study carried out by the UNODC indicates over 40% drop in this year's production of narcotics in Afghanistan. It is widely recognized that the present threats and challenges we are facing in Afghanistan are to a great extent symptoms of a much larger malady widespread in our region and beyond. An effective fight against the menace of narcotics, therefore, requires a cohesive international approach to effectively deal with the international drug trafficking, smuggling of precursors, and supply and demand networks. Ladies and gentlemen, Afghanistan shares common borders with 3 OSCE member countries. While our region is exposed to international terrorist and criminal networks, we believe that in addition to the bilateral cooperation between Afghanistan and the 3 OSCE member states in our neighborhood, we need to bolster our regional cooperation in order to reach the OSCE objectives. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, for Afghans, regional cooperation remains a key for effective regional integration. For this purpose, we are focusing on a number of projects of significant importance, such as energy, roads, and railway networks through Afghanistan to the region. These projects will connect Central Asia through Afghanistan to the Indian Ocean, the Persian Gulf, and beyond. Towards this goal, Afghanistan is making strenuous efforts in working on a number of special programs, including the transmission of electricity and gas from Central Asia to Afghanistan and the neighboring countries in South Asia. Regional transit and trade is another key area that we must continue to focus on. We believe that a more vibrant transit and trade environment in our region not only contributes to the economic development of the entire region, but also serves as an important tool for regional integration. Annual imports from the neighboring and regional countries of Afghanistan are worth billions of dollars. Infrastructure development in Afghanistan has facilitated the way for goods to travel through Afghanistan to the countries of the region, serving as an important element for regional economic growth. Mr. Chairman, President Nazarbayev, you have taken particular attention to Afghanistan during your chairmanship of the OECD. You have not only been working to put Afghanistan on the top of the agenda of OECD, you have also contributed to Afghanistan's reconstruction and well-being. Here today, I welcome you, thank you and welcome you personally to this effort for giving Afghanistan students 1,000 scholarships to study in your good country. I am confident that Afghanistan will remain a priority on the OECD's agenda in 2011. I once again would like to thank the people and the government of Kazakhstan for their warm reception and for organizing this important event. I conclude by wishing you all a successful meeting. Thank you very much.